Turn your Bibles this morning to Joshua chapter number 6. I hope I'm not boring you preaching from the Old Testament. I love the Old Testament. I preach a lot from the Old Testament just because the Old Testament's bigger than the New Testament, and there's a lot more in the Old Testament than there is in the New Testament, and I just love reading the Old Testament, and I'm just about finished with the New Testament. I'm in 2 John, and I can't wait to get done with the New Testament, get back in the Old Testament. There's a lot of good stuff in there. But I preached a few weeks ago on Joab. I preached last week on Jehu. I'm preaching this morning on Joshua. So we'll see what the Lord has for us this morning. I was really blessed as I prepared this message, and I hope it'll be a blessing to you. Joshua chapter 6, let's begin reading in verse number 1. Joshua chapter 6, verse number 1. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they shall make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for your word, and thank you, Lord, so much for this church, and Lord, the people here. Bless them, Lord, this morning. Lord, meet with us. God, I pray that you'd open our eyes to your word, to your truth. Lord, may it make a difference and a change. May we allow it to make a difference and a change in our lives. God, thank you so much for this church and for your people, Lord, being in the house of God this morning. Thank you so much for what we've already heard and seen this morning. Lord, we know that you're among us, and we thank you so much for your presence here this morning. Help me as I preach, Lord. Fill me and use me. I'm nothing, and Lord, I know that I can do nothing without you. And I just pray, God, that you would use me, your servant. In your name I pray. Amen. Joshua, in this chapter, stands before the massive towering walls that surround the city of Jericho. The Bible says in verse 1, Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. Now Joshua had been in his share of battles. I mean, he had seen his share of fighting, and he had witnessed the mighty power of God in battle before. Remember, Joshua was there in Exodus chapter 14 when God parted the Red Sea and the people crossed over on dry ground, and he saw what happened to Pharaoh and his army by the hand of the Lord when they tried to pursue after the people of God and were all drowned in the midst of the sea. He was there in Exodus chapter 17 when the Amalekites waged war on God's people, and Moses, the man of God, stood on top of the mountain, and as long as Moses held up his hand, the people of God prevailed. But when Moses let down his hand, the enemy prevailed. And Joshua watched how Aaron and Hur held up the hands of Moses until the Amalekites were defeated. Now Moses and Aaron were gone, and Joshua was left with the tremendous responsibility of leading God's people into the promised land. The one obstacle standing in the way of their progress was the strong and mighty city of Jericho. Jericho was the most important city in the Jordan Valley. Conquering Jericho was the key to conquering the rest of the land, but there was a problem. The city of Jericho was encompassed by a huge wall of brick and stone. Because of this monstrous wall, Jericho was the strongest fortress in all the land of Canaan. Joshua and the people of God had literally run into a brick wall. The wall that had been built around the city of Jericho was the one obstacle standing in their way, holding them back from the blessings of God that lay ahead of them. Joshua knew if the people of God were going to possess the land of promise, the city of Jericho would have to be conquered. And that meant the wall surrounding Jericho would have to fall. Joshua not only needed a plan of attack, he needed a miracle. There was no way physically for Joshua and the people to break through those walls. The walls were too thick. There was no way they could climb them. The walls were too high. There was nothing left for Joshua to do but to look to God and to trust God to come through as he had done so many times before. I'm going to preach this morning from this chapter, from these verses, on the wall will fall. The wall will fall. God told Joshua in verse 5, the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend. Now, sometimes we run into a wall in our lives as Christians. It may be a physical obstacle or a spiritual barrier, something that is hindering our progress, our walk with God. It could be a sin. Sin can become a wall in our lives as Christians, holding us back from the blessings of God, an addiction, a bad habit, a weakness, a vice. It could be a sickness. Health problems can become a wall in our lives, impeding our progress forward. It could be a situation. There are all kinds of problems that can become a wall in our lives, leading us to believe that we have hit a dead end spiritually. It could be a financial problem, no job or bills piling up. It could be a family problem, problem in your marriage, problem with your children. Maybe your mother-in-law's in town for the weekend. I don't know. There are all kinds of situations that can become a wall in our lives. And if you haven't experienced what I'm talking about this morning yet, just wait. Sooner or later, you'll run into a future problem that will seem like an impenetrable wall. And before long, you'll find yourself wondering whether or not you'll ever see that wall crumble and fall. Just remember, there's no wall physically or spiritually high enough, wide enough, or strong enough to keep God out. The wall of Jericho was the one obstacle that stood in Joshua's path, preventing him from reaching his goal, the promised land. Joshua, we know, was a man of God. We know he was a mighty warrior for God, and we know from what we have read and learned about Joshua in the Bible, Joshua didn't come this far to turn back. He knew who it was that had gotten him this far. It was God who had delivered them out of Egypt. It was the Lord who had led them through the wilderness. It was Jehovah who had made them a way for them to cross the Jordan River. And if the people of Israel were to conquer the city of Jericho and go on to possess the promised land, it would be God and God alone who would bring down the mighty walls of Jericho. Now, I believe there are some important lessons we can learn from this chapter here this morning. I see some positive truths here in these verses that can help strengthen our relationship with God. First of all, I want you to see God's formula. In chapter 5, as Joshua stood outside the walls of Jericho, he saw a man with a sword in his hand. And Joshua called out to the man with the sword and said, "Are you for us or are you against us?" The man with the sword said, "I am the captain of the host of the Lord." God himself had come down to direct the battle. Joshua acknowledged God's leadership. He immediately fell down on his face and worshiped the Lord. And he said, "What saith my Lord unto his servant?" Joshua said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" And God told Joshua to take off his shoes. He was on holy ground. So Joshua humbled himself and waited for God to give him his marching orders. God had a formula. God had a plan already written up. He had a battle plan ready to go. He told Joshua exactly what he wanted him to do. And he promised Joshua if he followed the instructions, they would prevail over the enemy. God said, "I want you to march around the city once a day for 6 days. And on the seventh day, I want you to march around the city 7 times. That's God's formula right there. That was God's formula for taking the city of Jericho. God said, after you've marched around the city the seventh time on the seventh day, the 7 priests were to sound the trumpets. I want those priests to blow the trumpets. And I want all the people to shout. God said, the walls will fall down. God told Joshua in verse 2, "I have given into thine hand Jericho." God promised Joshua in verse 5, "The wall of this city shall fall down flat." All Joshua and the people had to do was obey the word of the Lord. And that's all God expects from us. See, God has a formula for us. He's given us some instructions. And if we want to see the wall that's hindering us crumble and fall, we need to be following God's plan of action, not our own. I used to have a hard time following, putting stuff together. Just because I didn't like reading the directions. I just always wanted to do it on my own. Just always wanted to figure it out on my own. Could never take the time to leaf through the directions and figure it out. But, and I'd get so frustrated. I'd try to put something together and I'd get so frustrated that it didn't come out right. And my wife would always tell me, why don't you try following the directions? Why don't you just read the directions? And she'd say, you know, they put directions in the box for a reason. And I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. Leave me alone. I'm busy. You don't know anything about doing this. So one day I was trying to put something together, and I forget what it was. Probably a toy or something dumb like that, something I should have been able to put together. But I was lost. I was completely lost, and I was getting frustrated. And I did the unthinkable. I decided to look at the directions. So I made sure Lori wasn't looking. I made sure she wasn't around, and I went over to the trash can where I had thrown away the directions. That's the first place that they went, was always the trash. You know, and I dug through the trash can. I dug through the dirty diapers, and I found the directions, and I got the directions out, and I shook off the coffee grounds, and I read the direction. I found out the way to get something done right is to follow the instructions. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 12, apply thine heart unto instruction, and thine ears to the words of knowledge. A wise person will follow God's instructions. Only a fool refuses instruction. The Bible says, he that refuses instruction despiseth his own soul. And God gives us instructions for a reason, and God expects us to follow his directions. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. God gave Joshua the formula for victory, and all Joshua had to do was be obedient and follow God's plan. After the death of Moses, God appeared to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, and he said to him, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? As Christian soldiers, we must submit ourselves to God. We must submit ourselves to God and receive instruction from his word. If we want victory, if we want to move forward in our lives, if we want to move forward as a church, we better make sure we're following God's plan and not our own. The first step to victory is admitting that we are not in charge. Christ is our captain. He is first in command, and we need to be obeying his orders. Secondly, I want you to see Joshua's faith. Joshua was not only a man who was full of fight, he was also a man who was full of faith. In order for God's formula to work, Joshua had to believe God and go forward by faith. God told Joshua in chapter 1, verse 9, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. That was a promise God made to Joshua. The Bible says, the just shall live by faith. Joshua may not have understood God's plan, but he didn't question God's plan. He just believed that God would take care of the problem like he said he would. Joshua knew God was going to keep his word. All he had to do was obey and trust God to do the rest. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 30, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. It's faith in God that overcomes obstacles and obstructions in our lives. It's faith that moves mountains. It's faith that helps us overcome the hurdles and the hindrances in our lives. There is no wall too high or too strong for God. And by faith, we will see the walls in our lives crumble. By faith, we will win the battle and go on to claim the inheritance. Thirdly, I want you to see Joshua's focus. Joshua was not only trusting God in victory, he was determined to follow God's instructions to the very end. Joshua was focused. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 7, God told Joshua, be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which my Moses servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. See, Joshua wanted to see the wall of Jericho fall down. He wanted to see that happen. And if it meant walking around the city once for 6 days, and then on the seventh day walking around the city 7 times, that's what Joshua was going to do. Sometimes it's hard for us to stay focused. But if we want God to perform the miracle, if we want to see the walls in our lives fall down, we have got to follow God's formula. We must have faith in God, and we need to stay focused. Too many times we give up before we see God perform the miracle. And what if Joshua would have given up? What if Joshua had gotten tired of marching around Jericho day after day without seeing any results? What if Joshua had lost his focus? What if after that first day of marching around the walls of Jericho, Joshua would have went back to his tent and pulled off his shoes and said, you know what, I can't do this anymore. That was embarrassing. My feet hurt. There's no way I'm going to do that for another 6 days, and there's no way I'm going to do that on the seventh day for 7 times. I give up, I quit. What would have happened? Joshua would have never witnessed the miracle. He would have never seen the great and mighty walls of Jericho crumble and fall to the ground. Joshua had given up on God. He would have never experienced the victory. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. Don't stop doing what's right. Keep on living for God. Don't stop coming to church. Don't stop serving God. Don't stop giving. Don't stop witnessing. Don't stop praying. Stay focused. Stay faithful. Follow God's formula. God's about to do something. God's about to work a miracle in your life. The wall's about to come down. Lastly, I want you to see that the wall did fall. God kept His promise. The Bible says in verse 20, so the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. The great and mighty wall of Jericho fell, just like God said it would. The obstacle that the enemy had placed in the path of Joshua and the people of God proved to be no match for the power of God. Joshua obeyed God's command. God told him to march around the city once a day for 6 days, and on the seventh day to march around the city 7 times. And guess what? That's what Joshua did. And I'll admit, that's a strange strategy for fighting a war. But it worked. You know, God's ways are not our ways. God's ways are not man's ways. And God uses what the world calls foolishness to confound the mighty. We want victory. We need to be obeying God's command. Joshua not only obeyed God's command, but he carried out God's plan. By faith, Joshua did everything that God told him to do, because he knew that in order for him to prosper and be successful, he had to trust God and follow God's instructions. The Bible says in verse 27, the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was noised throughout all the country. We want God to bless us and use us. We need to carry out God's plan by faith. And then Joshua was also consistent in his stand. He carried out God's plan, and he was consistent in his stand. Joshua did not turn aside to the right hand or to the left from following God's instructions. Joshua did not waver. He did not wander. He was strong and steadfast in his stand. The enemy must have thought Joshua was crazy for doing what he was doing. But when the wall fell down flat at the feet of Joshua, they weren't laughing. They were running for their lives. Joshua was consistent, and God wants us to be consistent too. God always blesses faithfulness. What do we need to do? I'll tell you what we need to do. We need to just keep marching on, sounding the gospel trumpet as we go. Stay faithful to God. Don't compromise your stand. Don't listen to the world. Stay close to God. Be obedient. Trust in the Lord and watch God work miracles for you just like He did for Joshua. And lastly, because Joshua obeyed God's command, because he carried out God's plan, because he was consistent in his stand, a company was saved by God's hand. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31, by faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. Rahab and her entire family were delivered from the destruction of Jericho by the hand of the Lord. Rahab turned away from the idols and the false gods of the people of the land, and all the false gods and all the idols they were serving, and she turned to God. She turned to worship and serve the true God, the God of Israel. Not only did the wall of Jericho fall, and not only did God's people move forward in victory, a family was converted from idolatry and delivered from judgment. Maybe you're here this morning and you've hit a wall spiritually. There's an obstacle standing in your way, keeping you from moving forward in your Christian life. Someone once said, obstacles are the things we see when we take our eyes off the goal. Joshua never did take his eyes off the prize. His goal was to reach the promised land. Joshua was tired of wandering in the wilderness. He wanted to reach the land of peace and blessing. Before the battle, before the victory, before the wall fell down, we find Joshua on his face before God. See, that's where the battle's won. If we want victory in our lives, if we want to see the walls keeping us from the blessings of God crumble and fall, we need to get on our knees before God this morning and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? If we want to see the walls hindering this ministry, the ministry of this church, we want to see those walls crumble and fall, we need to get around this altar this morning and say, Lord, what do you want us to do? When we listen to God's instructions, we follow God's directions by faith without losing our focus. Not only will we see the walls in our lives crumble and fall, we will also see the grace of God at work in the lives of others, delivering them and bringing them out of the darkness and the destruction that is in this world into the light and into the salvation of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for your word. Lord, I know I've seen you do some wonderful things in my own life. I know, Lord, that you're real. I know there's nothing too hard for you. Lord, I know there's some walls that we run into in our Christian lives that stop us from moving forward, come between us and your power, your blessings. Lord, I just pray, God, if there's anybody here this morning that's hit a wall spiritually, they would find a place around this altar, God. Spend some time on their face before you, as Joshua did. By faith, Lord, help us not to quit. Help us not to give up. Help us to keep marching on, sounding the gospel trumpet as we go. May we see others come to know Christ as their Savior. I shouldn't have to give an invitation. I shouldn't have to have a song or have somebody play the piano. Lord, this altar should be full. We need to get down, Lord, before you and humble ourselves and pray and seek your face. We need your wisdom. Lord, what do you want us to do? Lord, help us to be sensitive. Help us, Lord, to be submissive to your Holy Spirit's leading and guiding and your Holy Spirit's direction in the way that you'd have us to go, in the direction that you'd have us to take, Lord, in this church. Lord, this is your church, not mine, not anybody else's. You're in charge. You're the captain. You're first in command. Lord, we will follow you. We will follow your instructions. We will carry out your plan. We will continue to fight the good fight of faith, no matter what the world says, no matter what the enemy puts in our path. Thank you so much, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ, the victory that was won on Calvary long ago, victory over sin, the victory over Satan, victory over hell, death, and the grave. Lord, you've been so good to us. You've blessed us in so many ways. We've seen you work miracle after miracle in our lives. Lord, if there's walls in our lives, Lord, hindering us, keeping us from moving forward for you, God, I pray that we would see those walls crumble and fall. Help us to move on. Help us to go on. Help us to press on by faith, trusting you, in obedience to your word. May you bless this church. May you bless these people and their families. May the walls in their own personal lives crumble and fall at their feet, allowing them to press on to peace and blessing. pray these things in your name. Amen.